Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri, amen. Sede sapientiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Our two meditations, this one and the one at, is at 6 o'clock. They'll both be on the Beatitudes. First, by way of introduction, as we know, Christ's teaching is especially synthesized in his Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7 of St. Matthew's Gospel. It does not mean that our Lord said everything contained in the Sermon on the Mount was said on just one occasion. However, what I want to do is to concentrate for the rest of today on the Beatitudes. First, some introductory explanation of the importance of the Beatitudes in our lives. We may call the Eight Beatitudes the Decalogue of the New Law, and the Decalogue in the Ten Commandments summarizes what the Old Testament required of the chosen people. The Beatitudes. St. Matthew has 8 Beatitudes. They summarize what Christ expects of his followers. We may then see the Beatitudes a vocation to the following of Christ. First, it is important to note, before Jesus gave the Beatitudes, he took his disciples apart, separate from the crowd. The Beatitudes were not given to everyone. The Beatitudes were given only to the disciples. Here we ask, what are the Beatitudes? They are 8 promises of happiness to those who fulfill 8 conditions as followers of Christ. Each Beatitude begins with a promise of happiness. However, the happiness is not, the happiness is not just ordinary, natural happiness. That's why, and again, your Bibles, the only good translation for each of the Beatitudes is, blessed are they who, in other words, for example, in the Jerusalem Bible, published by Doubleday, that has published most of my books, every once in a while I get a telephone call or a fax from Doubleday. I submit a manuscript for publication. They like to have me quote from the Jerusalem Bible, which they publish. But every once in a while, I don't follow the Jerusalem Bible. So then they call or write, "Why don't you follow the Jerusalem Bible?" "Because the Jerusalem Bible is mistaken." The correct translation is always, "Blessed are they who." What's the difference between being blessed and being happy? Blessedness in Latin, beatitudo. Or each of the eight beatitudes in Latin begins, "Beati qui," blessed are they who. The word blessed means to be made happy by God. And there is no substitute for being made happy by God. What is the condition for being made happy by God? What else? Doing God's will. The Beatitudes, therefore, are eight promises of supernatural happiness. And sisters, you taking your final vows this month, I would say the main reason for the 9+ years of preparation is that you might learn the meaning of true happiness. You would not have, I don't say, survived 9 years. You would not have survived 9 weeks, even 9 days, unless, big surprise, you are happy. Needless to say, being a religious is not easy. But who said that true happiness can be easily obtained? There are two kinds of people in the world. Everyone wants to be happy. Some people think they are happy by doing their own will, by having their desires satisfied. Notice, having their desires satisfied. Other people, only God knows how many,
and may I speak now? Can I be heard? I should say, I don't pay Mr. Lum any money. I pray for him. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of knowing there are two kinds of happiness, natural and supernatural. The pleasure, the satisfaction. The pleasure, the satisfaction that comes. Well, what else? Satisfying natural desire.